Simply Done, the podcast network.
Do you carry so much stuff in case the zombie war breaks out and you got to hightail to the hills and you want to make sure if you're out there and you're eating pizzerias that
if the zombie war was ever true and it ever broke out, I'd let them eat me alive.
Why?
Because I'm not a runner.
Not a runner. You're gonna let the zombies eat you.
Now the blab.
Hop, it's a call.
Hello. Hey, what's happening? Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
What's that all about?
A new car.
What kind?
Mercedes.
Nice.
Just a little bit of a loner.
Who did?
Hey, Mary Jane. Put your fingers in your ears for just a second, okay? Yeah. Last night, this chick, I meet her at the comedy store. She says, can you give me a ride somewhere? And I said, I can't because I don't have a car right now. She goes, well, I can drive you home. I just wanted to fuck you anyway. So I bring her here. I take care of her. You know, you mole. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You did?
Yeah.
And next thing you know,
this is like guy talk right now.
So I asked her, hey, is there any way you could get me a car? So she's having someone deliver it right now.
A new Mercedes?
Well, I think it's a used Mercedes, but still.
What style?
I don't know. She just said it's a Mercedes. I said,
how many wheels?
I believe it's 4.
Sweet.
Mary Jane, take your fingers out of your ears.
I know this tune, because you know why?
Why?
This is the song that was playing last week when we did the show.
Let me get this. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal, Don Barris.
Hi, once again, I'm your pal, Maul.
And I don't know who the hell I am.
That's the way you do it?
Yeah, fuck this. I'm Scary Perry, the king of Fright Night Comedy.
This week, I think I've gotten more people get in touch with me through private messages on Facebook, Simply Don, and on Twitter. People have been getting in touch with me. And more people have asked me about this, and they kind of thank me. And this kind of involves you.
It involves me?
Yeah. They were really, really happy that I clarified what happened with you and Randy Callahan.
What?
Well, let me say
guys?
This,
no,
man.
No, but it's a little tiresome. These people saying that you blew him. You didn't blow him.
Of course not.
No, I have no idea where they got this in the first place. But you know what? I'm glad last week we were able to settle this whole thing.
Excuse me for a moment. I have a new theory that I came up with recently.
What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to the jury something I like to call the incident never even happened.
What?
I don't think anything happened between Scaremaster and Sandy Gallagher, because
Sandy Gallagher, I don't even know who that fucking guy is.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't think anything ever happened between you and that guy. I think you were riding the "it's cool to be gay" wagon that was going on at the time.
Fuck you!
And you wanted attention, so you made up a story and you besmirched this guy's name, and it never even happened. You're just bragging about something that never even happened.
Fuck you, and get the fuck out of here.
It's a theory. It's a theory.
Well, let me tell you something. Last week, I think I clarified things, and I think people were really into the fact that we now know you had nothing to do with blowing him.
No.
And this was at a point in your life that you were very naive.
What happened was I got in trouble on a film set.
On the movie. What was the movie called?
It was not a movie. It was a commercial set.
Oh, for Alvarado Hospital.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then you were doing you wanted the movie part in.
No, I didn't even know about a movie part.
What was the movie though?
It was Tehachapi with Christina Applegate.
And the title was later changed to what?
What's that?
Was the title changed later?
Yeah, it was. I heard somebody told me that it was changed to something else, but I forget the name of the film, but the movie was with Christina Applegate, Elizabeth Peña, and Tony Cox. Shut up.
Did you know what you said?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said three names.
Say them again.
Christina Applegate, Elizabeth Peña, and Tony Cox.
Tony Cox?
That's his name.
Yeah, the little guy.
Do you know what he's saying, though?
That's a name.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's name.
Is somebody there? Come in the studio. Who is that?
Yo, hey, Mr. Barris.
Hey, what's happening?
Shannon came by. She dropped the car off downstairs, and she profusely thanks you for last night.
Wow. Wow, look at that.
It's a nice car?
It's a nice car.
What's your name?
Well, go down.
Mercedes.
Your name's Nick? Nick, nice to meet you.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Hey, hey Nick.
Hey, what's happening, Mo?
All right.
Now, do you work for Shannon?
I'm a friend of her.
Oh, Mary Jane, put your fingers in your ear real quick. Have you ever seen her naked?
I've seen her with her top off, but I've never seen her naked.
Let me tell you this.
I've never seen the bottom.
Her fucking pussy lips are like that of like a 16-year-old girl. You know,
this is like guy talk again.
I don't know.
Back
what
to
it...
guy talk.
All right, hey. Tell Shannon I'd like to hook up with her again. Okay, and tell her thank you for the car, and I had a great time myself. And I'll call her later.
Will do.
Thank you, Nick. Nice to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you, Don.
There, dude.
See you,
so how is he leaving if he drove the car here?
Probably had someone follow him in another car.
Yeah. All right, let's get on with
this. You never ever had a Mercedes dropped off at your house before? Come on, dude.
No, I never had a brand new car dropped off at my house.
I think it's a used car. I don't
I don't mean like this year. I mean ever.
What year do you think it is?
What does it matter?
I'm just asking.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't, but I'm just asking.
Well, anyway, let's stop this. Let's get back to business.
Let's go back to business.
Thank you, Perry. Thank you. Let's make a pact here. From now on...
It's over.
No, listen to what I'm saying. From now on, no more Randy Callahan things. Let's
it's
not
over.
Talk
Thank
about Randy
you.
Callahan ever again.
Thank you.
Except, don't forget, June 26th is the 20th anniversary of this.
That's
and we've got some celebrations that we're going to talk about in a little while.
If... June 26th, I don't get a contract for another movie. It's over. I don't need to hear this
garbage. Okay, then why don't you get
again?
The fuck out now, you dumb fuck?
Let's make some fucking money!
Okay, shut up.
Scare Master, there we go. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I support Scare Master on this. If he wants to give us contracts on June 26th, let's look at the contracts and see what they look like.
If I want to give you guys
all right,
contracts.
That's what you're saying. You're demanding to have a contract with us. Let's see them.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Because when we did have a contract drawn up, you broke every rule in that contract at one point.
So write up the contract.
Well, what's the contract? What's the rules?
We'll talk.
Yeah,
you
you're the one bringing it up. So let's get to
bring
some
in
business
your contract
here.
Over the next couple
I'm
weeks,
not
we'll
bringing nothing so that I don't ever.
One
know.
Of the things that happens on this show that doesn't happen on many other shows, besides the fact that we are one of the very few shows that not only talks about pop culture on a regular basis, but then we'll go that extra mile and we'll talk about our own personal life. Well, one of the things we do different than any other podcast is we have a chance for you, the listener, to have some fun with us. That's during our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the podcast before, the $10 shout out is where you, the home listener, can be part of the fun by sending us $10. That's cash. What can't they send, Mole?
Can't send candy.
Right.
With $10.
They can't send guns.
Okay. The point is, it's $10 cash. $10 cash. You send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. In that $10 shout out, you write a short little note, and we'll give you that shout out on the air, just like we're going to do here. Okay, this first one comes from Jared and Bob from Nevada. Dear Big Three, recently we took some precious time out of our busy schedule to help build up a fantastic refurbished Toshiba laptop for Scary Perry. We put a lot of effort into customizing it just for him, loading it with customized Big Three sound bites. It even going so far as to loading his favorite music and movies as well. We installed Windows 7 Professional for him as a daily reminder to be professional, and it obviously did not work. Throughout the whole process of getting the laptop for him, we were met with doubt the entire way. He mentioned several times that we were fucking with him. We assured him that we were the purest of intentions, and we just wanted to provide him with a free laptop to help him stay connected with the fans. We then hear on the last podcast that Mr. Caravello asked the tech guy to look at the computer over for bugs to make sure it was okay. We're appalled that Perry did not trust us. We even offered free remote service when the Scaremaster needed help with something. Does offering up precious time out of her daily schedule sound like someone who's trying to mess around with him? All we asked in return for this nice gift was some signed pictures from the whole cast of the Big Three, including Don, Mole, and Mary Jane.
That's us, dude.
That is us, and that's Mary Jane, our producer over there. And a small shout-out on the podcast. Perry signed all the photos himself, not asking the other Big Three members, and forgot our names when mentioning the laptop on the show. We hope that Perry will accept the laptop and enjoy it. It is our way of saying thanks for the enjoyment of the Scaremaster has provided with us. Thanks, and enjoy your laptop. Big Three, and then it's signed Bob and Jared.
Well, you got a laptop?
They sent me a laptop, and I thanked them very much for it. I mean, I was really thankful for those guys.
Well, and what you did
and
do,
I even...
you did forget their names, because I remember last week when you were stumbling over their names. Who did that? Oh, duh, duh, duh.
And plus, also, don't we split out the $10 shout-outs? We should get a part of the laptop.
What do you mean?
Well, like some of the keys, something.
No.
Something.
Why not?
How about GL?
Wait a minute. Hold everything.
Semicolon.
You know what? Here's the funny thing. All he ever does is talk about the money that we make, which we don't make any money. All we do is spend money. And then what Perry does is he makes these side deals for computers that he gets.
What?
I don't see anybody sending me a computer. I wonder how much that computer's worth.
Why don't we sell the computer?
No, we're not selling the computer.
Find out how much it's worth, and then we can split it up.
That seems fair.
It's fair.
Why do you get it? Why do you get it?
Because they sent it to me.
Right, but you know.
Well, they used the show to promote themselves. They just did another $10 shout-out, and then they want us to sign all this stuff, which we will later, you fucking pisshead.
Oh, so I got to...
They asked you to have us sign something, and then you signed it and sent it back to them.
And you kept the whole computer.
Yeah.
It's because it said the computer is sent to me.
Okay, so let's say this. So somebody sends me money for the Big Three, and I can keep it all for myself then, right?
Because you're a...
Wait a minute. I'm a crook? I've never done that. You just ripped us off for a computer. You know what?
I didn't rip you off for
you
no
know
computer.
You know what? I actually have a laptop that has an enter button that's not working. Could I have the enter button off yours?
No.
Swap enter buttons. How about this? How
you
about
get
this?
Everything free.
I got an idea. I got a good
idea. I'm listening.
Waltz the show's
is,
over,
Waltz
man. You
listening.
Guys are fucking...
No, Scaremaster, you're going to like this. You're going to like this. You keep the computer, okay? You
what?
Keep
what?
It. You keep the computer and this week, and then next week you bring it in for the podcast,
I'm
and Dan gets it for the week. And then
fuck
next week,
no.
Mary Jane gets it for the week.
No.
And then I get it.
No.
And then we give it to whoever's working sound.
No, because you'll then fuck it all up because of all the stuff that I've got on
it.
Oh, you put stuff on it?
Yes.
No, we'll get to look at each other's stuff and like all the websites each other go on and stuff.
We'll see
it.
Some of the things.
And
that
we can look at the stuff and everyone's passwords and stuff. We'll share.
Yeah, right. I'll share my ass.
Give us the laptop.
No, you're not getting no fucking laptop.
Well, why do you get one?
Because it was given to me.
Okay, here's the new thing then. I would like somebody to send a very nice gift. And the gift that you send us, please, you can send one to Mary Jane. You can send one to me. You can send something to Mole. Do not send anything to Perry. That's how I share.
Fine, because you're...
You can have some of mine, dude.
What we forgot to do, and I can't believe this. Perry, it's time once again for our Cookie Caramello update.
Drum roll!
Perry?
What?
Your father, Cookie Caramello. Is he still alive?
Of course.
Well, he was in the hospital and he had the plug pulled on him in February. And
he's gotten healthier.
He's gotten healthier since the plug was pulled.
Yes.
But why is that such a strange question?
Well, I mean...
Why is that such a strange question?
I mean, he went home to where he can eat some fucking real food rather than that hospital shit.
All right, so that was today's Cookie Caramello update. All right, back to $10 shout-out. Mole, here's one for you.
Two of the Big Three. I run an alternative comedy show at the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee. ASCAP has informed me that one of your members, Percy Caravello, has been illegally using my title as the king of Friday Night Comedy.
If
this Percy's looking to franchise my unique brand of flamboyantly gay humor in the West Coast, we can discuss it in a motel room I stay at when I visit West Hollywood. Creating the true Fright Night comedy experience requires a minimum leather stirrups, jagged Benoit balls, and a German Shepherd. If Percy doesn't wish to be part of the Fright Night comedy family, he must cease and desist using my copyrighted material immediately. My lawyers informed me that suing would be pointless because Mr. Caravelli has never earned a dime off my act or any other comedian he stole from, for that matter. Percy can call himself the Queen of Fright Night comedy if he wants. In fact, Queen Caravelle was has a nice ring to it. Signed, Roscoe Arbuckle, the real king of Fright Night comedy.
Whoa!
But that's how he's the king of Scare Mask, king of Friday Night comedy.
Is that?
It's somebody stealing off me again. That's all.
No, you're the king of Friday Night. He was
Fright Night comedy.
No, that's what Roscoe is, the king of Fright Night.
He's
comedy.
Not no king of Fright Night comedy.
He said he is.
Everybody's been stealing from me.
He's from Milwaukee. Dude.
I don't give a shit.
Well, whatever.
Everybody likes to steal from me.
In a way, that is kind of your hometown pride.
Why is he stealing from you? He's not the king of Friday Night comedy.
Fright Night
right.
comedy.
He's the king of Fright Night comedy.
Oh, God.
Get it right, dude. Come
okay.
I'm not arguing about this.
I'm going to do. We've got one last $10 shout out. Attention, Big Three.
Only four this week?
Three.
Three?
I'm a Navy SEAL with the distinct privilege of serving in Team 6, the elite unit that took out Osama bin Laden. I know what you're all thinking, so let me just say, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my entire life.
Whoa, sweet.
Since President Obama's words aren't enough to convince one of your members that bin Laden would not have been killed without the Tempur-Pedic's help, maybe he'll listen to a Congressional Medal of Honor winner who was actually there. Well, so this is what this guy is saying. En route to the drop-off site, our commanding officer hooked up a satellite feed with General Petraeus, President Obama, and Terrifying Tim. Tim's speech is classified, so unable to share anything with you. But I will say his...
Are you crying, man? You want me to do it? Let me see.
Perry is like... He doesn't
Tim's
even...
speech is classified, so I am... unable to share any of it with you, but I will say that his passion filled each and every one of us with such pride that we would have gladly followed Tim into the fiery gates of hell. It would mean a great deal to me and my family if Mr. Perpetic would accept the Congressional Medal of Honor that I was awarded for my actions on that infamous night.
Oh, my God.
He deserves it more than I do.
He's going to dedicate his award to
Terrifying
Tim. Please
relay the information for me. Your country thanks you, Dan and Maul. Signed, Chief Petty Officer Audie Murphy. Wow.
You know,
whatever.
There's some real great people in this world that do a lot for other people that never get thanked.
Yeah, and some people just piss on his grave.
But I want to thank Tim Perpetic, one of the great Americans that we have in this country today. A lot of you know is Terrifying Tim Perpetic, the skateboard enthusiast that everybody's
crazy
about.
Sure.
Hey, let's hear what he's got to
say
about it.
He doesn't skateboard. I've never seen or heard of him at a skate park.
Why don't we do something right now? Why don't we honor a great American hero, Tim Perpetic, skateboard enthusiast.
A wannabe. He's no skateboarder.
Skateboard enthusiast.
He's not a skateboarder.
An American hero with something we call ASM Plumbing.
We should close out. That was our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn.
But don't take
440-731-9338. What were you saying, Mole?
But don't take Dan's word for it. Take it from a true American hero, skateboard enthusiast, and Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Whatever.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn. 440-731-9338. Why are you so negative about
that? I'm not negative. Yes, it's just
you
are. He's not
it's
a skateboarder.
Like you love
he's not
Osama.
A skateboarder.
You love Osama.
I don't love Osama.
Yeah,
I want nothing to do with those
really?
Middle Eastern motherfuckers.
Really? So maybe he was a Javajo also. He was
in
that weird religion.
Interesting.
Stuff.
Wait a minute. Is
shut
that a
up.
Phone call?
Just shut
could,
the fuck up.
Could you send that phone call through, please?
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada, which is an old boys' camp, don't you know, here in Granada.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
What's happening?
Perry, I'm ready and waiting for the cookie update. Still chewy?
He's still alive.
Yep, still going.
Well, that is something, isn't it? Perry, do me a favor. Listen, don't despair, but I've run into a bit of a snag in the whole adopting you process.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Yeah, he's going to adopt Scaremaster, remember?
Quite right. I feel he desperately needs a sturdy male hand in his life, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, bet we do.
Get the fuck
all right, listen. Here's what's what. Scaremaster, I know your pseudo-religion precludes you from bowing to the American flag, and I applaud that. Agreed?
Thank you.
I mean, listen, I'm not into kneeling down for any flag. I said flag, to be clear. However, as my son, it is of utmost import that you recognize Her Royal Highness as your leader, both for country and spiritually. Can you do that?
Who are you talking about?
The Queen, dude, the Queen.
So what I'm hearing is you will not bow to the Queen?
I don't bow to nobody.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. What's your favorite Queen song? Of all of the Queen songs.
That is interesting.
The one Queen song, shut up. I
would say, Don't Stop Me Now.
Ah, they call you Mr. Fahrenheit.
Quite true. They do that. And you, Mole, favorite Queen?
I'm in love with my car.
Wonderful. Car talk still too painful for Mr. Barnes?
Yes, it is.
Donald,
yes.
Favorite Queen song?
Somebody to Love.
Find well done. Scaremaster.
Somebody to Love.
Favorite Freddy.
Favorite Queen song is on the Wayne's World track.
Let's joke it up. What say?
Yeah, it's about time.
Wonderful idea. About time. All right, about time. A joke about time. How about this? What time is it when an elephant sits on your fence?
Party time. I love elephants.
No, that's not
the Well, all right, yes, but not exactly what I had in mind. Scaremaster, tell him. What time is it when an elephant sits on your fence?
An elephant sits on my fence.
What is that? Ah, time to get a new fence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Come on.
Yes. I knew we would get there eventually. Bon voyage, all.
Bye, Mr. Adams. Oh, that was John Quincy Adams. If you're not familiar with who John is, he was the producer of the cult film classic, the movie that the three of us starred in, Windy City Heat.
I remember that.
Well, I'll tell you this, and now for kind of the downside of Windy City Heat, because the bosses upstairs have made a decision. Something that started out so promising, so very promising, and then last week went to shit. For the time being, Perry's movie review has been canceled. Last week, what he did when he reviewed maybe the greatest movie ever, everyone was excited.
Which, The Godfather?
No. You dropped the ball.
Oh, Windy City Heat.
Windy City Heat. The movie that you were in.
Right.
And you dropped the fucking ball.
What ball did I drop?
The ball.
You were part of a movie that you were going to review. People were going to hear some behind-the-scenes stuff.
It.
No, you didn't.
I tried to
No,
review
you didn't.
It.
You did terrible. You weren't prepared. You had no notes. You were not prepared.
I was prepared.
You tried to wing it.
Sheet.
No, you didn't. That's
you
a lie.
Didn't know
That's
what
a lie.
Paper.
Where was it?
It was in my jacket.
Where was your jacket?
On my back right now, like it is right now.
You have last week's?
No, I don't have last week's.
Oh, bring that to me then. Bring me
it's
your
in
notes.
Garbage.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Maybe it's still on your laptop. Bring the laptop in. Let's
it's not
the
in
laptop.
The laptop.
But bring the laptop in next week.
No.
I'm going to bring up a name of the past.
Sheba?
Nope.
Heineken Joe?
This goes to both of you guys. If I said the name Frankie Machine, what does that mean to you?
Oh, I know a German guy.
I know a fighter named Frankie Machine.
No.
A German guy from our old public access show.
Right. Remember, he won some German film festival for a movie that he did called Das Balloon?
Real tall, skinny, blonde kid? You're holding yourself.
Your whole thing is about what guys look like, so we just got
I was
worried with a nice package. I thought you were going to say next.
No, he's tall, I just, skinny, dorky looking kid. Blonde, really, dorky looking kid.
Well, from what I understand,
the one that we ran into at that market that one day, and you go, Frankie, I haven't seen you in ages. That guy.
You know what happened with him? He went out to Germany, and he became something big. became a huge star, movies, singing. He did it all. Then he went to other countries. Well, guess what? I ran into him, and he's here right now. Welcome to the Big Three Podcast.
Right.
A good friend, Mr. Frankie Machine.
Hey, Frankie Machine.
Hey.
Put on your cans.
Is that who you thought it was, Scaremaster?
No. You had ghost white hair. Different person.
Well, that's Dr. Carl Pavlov.
No, the wrong person.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
We're doing great. First of all, how does it feel to be called a dork by Perry? That's what was.
I didn't call him a dork.
You called him a dork. You said
the good thing is he got the wrong fellow.
Exactly. I had the wrong guy.
He has the
wrong. How do you think he looks?
He's fine. He reminds me of the kid that I used to go to junior high school.
Do you think he's attractive? Do you think girls would like him?
I didn't. Girls would like him, sure.
Why? What do you think is his best quality?
I don't know.
Frankie, what do women find most attractive about you?
Well, here's the thing. I think maybe the ladies now are attracted to my power, because, or the wealth or the power, because I'm one of the largest movie makers and stars in Holland right
Wait
now.
A
very
in
nice.
Holland.
Hold on a second.
No, I was never from Germany. It's always Holland.
But weren't didn't you,
you just
win a
lost
big...
your German accent.
I won the German red for... Das Balloon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You won a German film festival.
That will say, and then you get confused that I'm from Germany because I win this award. But
right.
I'm always from Holland.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that. But you had a German accent before.
Maybe it's all the time I spent here. Let me say something to you. When I walk in here, Jesus Christ, you need a fucking feng shui expert in here. There's barely room to move. You can't breathe the air. It smells like a smart shop in here.
What kind of stuff would you do? Like, I always say turn on the Elvis lights.
It smells like an Amsterdam coffee shop in here.
I love coffee.
Last time we saw you, you were on our public access show. You had won a film festival award for a short film called Das Balloon. I thought it was one of the best films I'd ever seen. Now, I've heard rumors that things have been going great for you. When I saw you and I talked to you earlier to tell you to come down to the podcast, I said, don't say a thing to me. Don't tell me anything. I said, do it all on the show. So what have you been up to?
Well, here's the thing. They say in the U.S., unlike Holland, when you go on a talk show, you have a story to tell. So
then you have a story then.
This is, yeah, and I want to get the opinion of Perry here.
Okay.
This afternoon, I'm at the Chateau Marmont, staying there in the presidential suite, and I have this Swedish guy, my assistant.
What's his name?
It doesn't matter because I fired his ass.
What?
I'll tell you why. We are in the elevator. We see these two English pigs. They're not so bad looking, but they want to have a fuck because they
Chicks?
Know.
Chicks?
This is like guy talk.
No, these two girls,
Two girls in the elevator?
Do you want to save this for guy talk?
They were riding in the elevator with us.
Do you like them?
I don't care. We bring them back. I realized that they had been riding the elevator with us so they can have a fuck because they recognize me as the star in Holland.
Okay.
I bring these bitches to the room. There are no preliminaries. It's straight cock and cunt fucking. I have these bitches head out the window.
She have a hairy pussy or is she kind of clean?
I didn't check. I'm just a wham, bam, bam.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and get the fuck out of my room.
And you like her?
I have this bitch. I have her head out the window. I'm fucking wet. I look on the bed and my mate has his penis is soft, limp, soft as a baby's bottom. This guy cannot get wood, you know? So I kick his ass out of the room. The three of us managed to have a very pleasant threesome. But
nice.
Perry, you're not one of those fucking assholes that cannot get his dick hard.
No, he
for women, I love my dick always gets hard for women.
Well, I call this. Do you want to call? I call this bitches up after the show. We'll go have a pleasant time.
I just out of curiosity, so this guy was working with you because he couldn't get a hard on you? You fired him?
I don't want to. He's not one of these fucking assholes that can't get a hard on with a group.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Scaremaster's always.
I'm not in the.
That's why Scaremaster. That's why Scaremaster was a fanny pack because he's always got a big boner.
Is that true? Now that I did not know.
No, that's not.
Oh, that's what I.
I got.
You told me that.
I
You said I wear a fanny pack.
You're a fucking bullshit
artist.
You told
me that 20 years
ago. You're fucking a bullshit
artist. Why you wear a fanny pack? Because I always got a boner.
Wow, that's crazy.
Last week, I was listed as the fourth wealthiest man in Holland.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow.
That's good.
That's a lot.
Now, do you invest in movies or anything like that?
Movies. Here's the thing. I made many more millions in the outside business. They have a saying, if you do business with the Dutch, you will regret it very much. However, I am a Dutch, so I know how to make money. First thing I do is people want organic tulips.
Can I ask,
I have a tulip farm.
Can I ask a question? Would you be interested in investing in our project?
Can I ask a question, too? What's your favorite Queen song?
The Bohemian Rhapsody is probably the best, but
right.
We will...
Somebody to love. Somebody
Bohemian
to love.
Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody is put up there.
It's
one of the great ones. I mean,
I'm
you
in
know,
love with my car. He goes, tell my girl I got to forget her, rather buy me a new carburetor.
But you know what? How about this? Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Somebody. I agreed with him.
What?
I agree with Barry. I think the Bohemian Rhapsody shows the strength of the group.
Right.
But here's the thing. You are asking about my business ventures.
Yes.
In the States, they do not have this. The sports teams are owned privately. But in Holland, we, in Europe too, private citizens can own rock bands. So I'm proud to announce I recently bought the Scorpions.
Oh, wow.
You're probably too young for this.
Wow. The Scorpions are...
It makes perfect sense. It, like, somebody owns the Ajax or Feyenoord.
Wow.
That's football. But American baseball, the New York Yankees, someone
you
owns...
You bought the Scorpions.
How someone much were the Scorps, dude?
They were just in
1.2 million kroners.
They were just in town.
Sweet. They were here?
Yeah.
Do you make money on that when they're in here?
Everything these fuckers, every 14-year-old fucker that buys a shirt or a jersey for them, it goes directly to me. I make a percentage, same as an athletic team.
Uh-huh.
So I'm here looking for more bands to buy.
I keep looking at you, and I just remember you had a German accent, a very thick German accent, and yet now it's completely
totally
gone.
Dutch. It's totally Dutch now.
It's here to argue. When you spend time, I speak, Mr. Smarty Pants. I'm speaking now already 8 languages.
Seriously.
What's your favorite ones?
It's hard to say because each one, it depends. I'm thinking.
Do Esperanto.
Esperanto is unique language. But what I want for this guy is... For a new film, we're looking for a guy, but he needs an intensive 6-week course to learn flawless Dutch.
What's a Dutch term for moron?
It's gehinkten.
Well, he's a real gehinkten.
Say it, Scaremaster.
A gehinkten?
Yeah, say, I am a gehinkten.
From the throat.
Gehinkten.
Say, I am a gehinkten.
I'm not a gehinkten. You're the gehinkten.
No, I'm not.
You're gehinkten?
What have you accomplished in life?
I'm alive.
Yeah?
I'm still alive.
There's homeless people still alive. I'm not that impressed. Anyway, we haven't done this bit in a long time, and I was wondering, since you're here, would you like to sit in on this?
I'll sit. I just have to get some oxygen. The air here is as stale
it's
as a three-day-old bread.
What are we doing, Dan?
Well, it's time. It's just 4 guys sitting around at a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
This could be exciting because normally our guy talk consists of Perry talking about some girl he saw in a car and he masturbated to. But
oh,
right
bullshit.
Now, what we've got is the real
lying
thing.
Fuck.
A guy who really gets quality puss.
I'm kidding. It's Frankie Machine.
Yeah.
You know, when we do guy talk, I think the people liked it when Scaremaster would eat a pie during it. We'd do guy
it's
talk.
It's not done.
Talk.
I'm not eating pies anymore.
Why?
Because I just don't, my stomach can't handle
Frankie Machine, he would eat a whole pie doing guy talk.
I'm not eating whole pies anymore.
May I make a suggestion? Look what I brought.
What?
I brought grape soda cookies.
Grape soda cookies.
I'm not eating grape soda cookies either.
What are you talking about?
Just what I said.
You haven't even tried one.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, Frankie Machine, right? Grape soda
cookies. Could I have one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's got a good flavor.
Yeah, you do. Want grape soda cookies?
Oh, thank you. I just came up with an idea. We have shout-out money. How many of those grape soda cookies do you think are in that bag right there?
Well, they're really light, right?
Very light. Perry, do you think you could eat all those cookies for all the shout-out money?
Well, the shout-out money is not worth all those cookies.
Okay, unless you don't want to do
unless
it?
Unless I have a...
It is light and airy, but maybe if you eat the entire bag, you'll have a vomiting all
I'll
over the sidewalk.
I'll have a fucking sugar high.
Jesus Christ.
I'll have a sugar high.
So what do you think? Do you think that you could eat the rest of these cookies for all the shout-out money?
Send me the bag. Let's see what happens.
All right. Well, we got to know because we got to set the clock at 3 minutes.
It's not going to happen in 3 minutes.
Well, then don't give them to him.
You can do that in 3 minutes.
I'm not doing it in 3 minutes.
Give him 4 minutes.
Pie extension.
Ask for cookie.
Pie extension.
A cookie extension.
I want 30-minute extensions.
No. Ask for a grape soda cookie extension.
Forget it.
So you're not going to do
it? I'm not going to do it for 3 fucking minutes.
The thing, if we are doing guy talk, I have something to say.
Please do.
That I hear you guys talking before that everything, that you may be uptight sexually. When you have as much money and power as I do, and you've had so many women.
You're very relaxed.
You are relaxed too, but for this guy, if you're blowing another fellow, it's not a big deal. It's something that...
I don't blow guys.
It happens in the course of an orgy.
I don't blow fucking guys.
Oh, that's right. The last time that we saw you, you thought that he had blown this Randy Callahan guy. No. We settled that whole thing last week. He did not blow him. And you know what? And I'm sorry to come down on you, Frankie, but for God's sake, get your facts right. He did not blow him. He jerked him off.
Jesus Christ. I'm in there in the green room, which is more like... the green room because of all the mold growing up the walls.
Okay.
And the lack of fresh air.
Okay.
You really don't like the accommodations here.
It's okay, but I'm right. I'm coming from already the presidential suite at the Chateau Marmont for my acting. I have not spent a cent of my Scorpion's money here. Of the... movie producing. This is all the money I make from acting. Like Jay Leno does with his...
Right, I know, with his stand-up.
Stand-up. This is all acting. So I treat myself. I get the presidential suite. The first night, 16 ladies come over, and we have a real party.
So what have you been in?
I've been in the pussies of 16 ladies.
No, I'm talking movies. I'm not talking about the chicks that you think you've been fucking. Because you're a dreamer.
Thinking of fucking, I see you like this Swedish guy with the limp half-hard cock on the bed, crying for his mother, while I have to take over the other girl and give her a solid
Yeah,
wagering.
Wake up, motherfucker. Wake up.
I see you, the guy with his half-hard dick in his
Wait
hand.
Wait a second. Now, you need a new assistant.
You're a dreamer.
You need a new assistant.
You're a dreamer.
Hey, Scaremaster, you could be his assistant. You lie in the bed, and you'll have a total boner from behind your fanny pack.
This guy's never worked security.
He could do
it. I need a bodyguard.
He could do it. Let's say this.
And a guy that can...
How much money would it pay me?
It would pay you more money and pussy. You'd get more pussy than the editor of Cat Fantasy Magazine.
Wrong. I want cash. Chicks don't pay me cash. I need cash.
What kind of money would he make? Let's really talk about this.
Yeah.
16,000 euros per week.
Wow.
I don't believe in euros. I'm not.
Wait a second. Scaremaster.
I'm not in euros.
Scaremaster.
I want English money. I want American money.
Scaremaster, let me
Talk
tell you something.
Dollar bills.
Let me say something to Frankie. Schmidt het jizir out heat is.
Jesus Christ, that's almost natural, native sounding.
It's scare master. It means make hay while the sun is shining in Dutch, dude.
So well, your mother, you have a Dutch mother.
I have a Dutch oven.
Jesus Christ, he nails it right off the bat. It's really has a natural accent.
He's a funny guy. Anyway, here's a chance to get a job, to be around pussy, to be around films.
Well, how much money am I making in USA American dollars?
$10,000. It's a lot of money.
$10,000, what, a day, a week, a month?
A week. What do you think? I pay you by the day? Jesus Christ. The other guy, the guy with the limp cock, I pay him already $19,000 a week, but he had been with me for over 2 months already.
Scare master.
If you're going to pay me $19,000 a week.
So No. He said $10,000
to start.
The
other guy got that
after 2 months. He gets an increase.
So you can work and make your way up. Now, what kind of things would he have to do? He'd go with you to premieres and things like that?
This other guy, for example, if we're having fun with some ladies, and we do a dare, double dare, where the girls say, maybe you think you're so tough, why don't you eat the condom after the intercourse or something like that?
What? Your master does that.
Fuck you.
You did do that. You used to say you did that.
Yeah, you would drain the fucking condom? You don't remember telling us that?
Never in a lifetime.
Oh, you did that.
Never
that was
in
your
a
big
lifetime.
Thing.
It was your big thing.
I don't understand it myself, but for an assistant, it is a vitally important skill to have, to be able to eat the condom after the intercourse is finished.
Here, try some lines for me. I'd like you to read this right here. Let's just see, because I'm casting a movie. All right, let's just see what kind of actor we can have here.
Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these? I next supply that decision is in your hands. So take your time. Tell me, is it safe?
That was phenomenal.
What the hell was he reading?
Well, can I throw one grape cookie in his mouth?
If you get to, I get to.
Oh, dude.
Let me try. Let me try one.
Here, right here.
Open your mouth.
But Barry, do you think the Scorpions was a good investment?
Rock Band?
Jesus. See, he used to work with Rock Bands. He was a, what would you call yourself?
I was a promoter.
Promoter, but didn't you call yourself an enthusiast of some sort?
Yes. Well, because of my skateboarding expertise I was very good at. I'm nowhere near what I used to be. 20,
do you
30.
Skateboard at all?
I'm doing, it's funny you say it, Tom. Right now I'm doing a skateboard movie about a kid. He comes from Holland after his parents' tulip farm is burned down by satanic bikers. And this kid skates, there's a glacier. The world freezes over. This kid skateboards across the Atlantic Ocean to get revenge on
these scumbags
who killed his parents, raped his sisters, assaulted their crops.
What's first the name off, of this you film? Don't skateboard across the Atlantic. You surf across the Atlantic.
What's the name
this
of this
guy?
Film?
There was a glacier, so this guy is skateboarding like surfing, but on a frozen pond.
Sounds interesting.
It's a true, based on a true story, like what's the movie, John Carter?
Yeah.
How is that compared, this movie and that one?
This guy, the hero of this film, he has a very, very clear goal, directive. He needs to kill the fuckers that killed his parents, raped his sister, burned down the tulip farm. He has to do it by June the 26th. It's called day. June the 26th is the film's name.
June 26th is a big day on this show because that guy right there, tell him what you did on June 26th.
None of your business. You already know about it.
On June 26th, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this guy having sex with a man.
I did not have sex with a fucking man.
It's called making love, dude.
I didn't make love with a fucking man.
Whatever you call
it. I was fucking raped. It was fucking...
What?
I was raped by this fucking guy.
You were raped by him?
This
fucking
guy.
Why didn't you say this before?
You were hand raped.
He made sure that... he pleased me and I jerked him off.
That's not rape. This is a consensual event between two consenting.
It was not consensual, you fucking freak.
The last time I checked,
it was not fucking consensual.
If you have
it
your hand stroking a man's prick and
the
goddamn hand stroking and semen comes through the cock, this is a consensual act, at least in the courts of law in Holland.
He's got a point, at least from Holland's point of view.
It was not consensual. I got in trouble because I went and gave a girl a fucking goodbye kiss. And she made a remark to the fucking guy saying that I was going to rape her.
So wait, who got raped? Your hand or the girl?
Now I'm getting confused. Look, again.
Did this happen
this
in Holland?
This girl that I was hanging out with on a film set.
We know this story. You
no,
stopped her on the road.
It was a commercial.
It was Alvarado Hospital. Yes, was go this, ahead, Frankie.
Was it with your right or left hand?
What difference does it make?
He's just
it
asking.
It makes a world of difference. If you want to not be convicted of this thing, which you say you're innocent of, you have to get the story straight. Which hand was it?
What difference does it make?
I think he just told you.
How much are you going to pay me to tell you?
Wait a minute.
You sell that story to people? You tell
how
that story to people?
How much would you charge for that?
What do? You like
$10,000?
€5,000.
€5,000 is 10,000 American bills.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. That's just creepy. Okay. Do that on your own time. Do that on your own time.
Yeah, again, you
if
know,
you
recently.
You sell your time, like telling that story to dudes for
I'm
money?
Not telling anybody nothing. Well, you guys are trying to fucking make me look like a jag-off.
Makes me wonder how you got the computer.
Asshole.
What'd you do to get the computer?
I was just nice to these guys.
Just nice to these guys. What do you mean nice to these guys?
I'm a star on this show. I'm the fucking idiot on this show that takes the shit from you guys.
Shit from us, guys.
Jesus Christ, this guy's pouring shots right now. Let's have a nice drink.
No way, I'm not having any drinks.
Listen, I'm sorry. I will bury us. You are the star. I'm sorry to offend you, okay? But
thank
these
you.
Guys are egging me on, and the producers want these hard answers, and they are demanding to me. Did I ask you these embarrassing questions? So
forgive him, he's trying.
Hard answers for what?
For the goddamn question they offer me to find out which hand you're jerking the guy off, Perry Callahan.
It makes no difference.
Was it the right hand? Just tell him which hand.
So what? It's the right hand.
It was the right hand,
yes.
Then. Okay, there you go. God, you make everything
the left
so
hand
difficult.
What is the left hand doing? Did the left hand know what the right hand was doing?
Was the right left hand trying to tell the right hand
knows?
What the fuck are you doing?
Was it did
jerking
you,
this guy
did you
off?
Use both hands at the same time?
No.
Were you stroking his cheek with the other hand?
Shut up.
With the back of your knuckles?
Did you ever massage him or anything like that?
No.
It was straight sex.
It was straight jerking
what'd
the
you,
guy
what'd
off.
What'd you talk about when you were doing it? Like, hey, what's
nothing.
Up? Were you like, shh, don't talk. Don't
I'm
talk.
Not talking
don't
about.
Don't say anything.
How long do you think the whole thing lasted from the time?
Too long.
Well, how long minute-wise?
I don't even think about that ignorant
2.5 hours.
I'm going to say, in his defense, they did not kiss during this. It was
no way.
No kissing.
No
it
way.
Was
this
a
was not a jerk
kissing.
Off.
It was. It, yep. Was, yep. It was. It was not a sexual thing because I wasn't interested in being romantic with the,
and
this
by the
guy.
Way,
I'm not a faggot.
The guy comes in, right? He has the deal. He not. He has. Yeah. Barry has to
no, do it. I got in trouble, you fucking idiot.
The guy comes into the room. He sits on your lap with his
no,
pants down, and you
no,
with your left hand
no,
jerk him off.
Right wrong. Hand, right hand.
Then what was the left hand doing at the time when the right hand was jerking off the cock?
None of your fucking goddamn.
Okay, you know what?
Why are you asking such ignorant shit?
The producers of the show, again.
The producers of the show can go fuck themselves.
Okay, here's
you
the deal.
You need to attract.
Hey,
here's
Frankie,
what I did.
Frankie, let me just say this. Before you say that, what is really terrible is everyone's getting on Perry for doing this. This is something that happened 20
fucking
years
ago. This June.
This June 26th.
God damn, stop asking me about this ignorant fucking
we don't
matter.
Need. Hey, let me just, may I say something? May
it's
I get this off?
Done,
may I get this off my chest?
I want it
off Perry,
the fucking my mind.
Perry, may please get this off my chest. What I think is unfair to you, Frankie,
fucking
you come
assholes.
In here. Perry, let me finish. I think you'll like what I say. The people that fuck with you, by I see what they write on the Facebook, trying to be funny. Hey, did you blow him? No, he did not blow him.
Thank you.
Frankie, no, he did not blow him. And what does it really matter what he did with his left hand?
I will tell you right now what it matters, okay? It matters something to the tune of about the 900,000 euros I just made you in endorsements, because people want the truth. You will now have more sponsors. You will be reading more live readings. I'm a businessman. I'm also an actor. I have made a fortune doing this.
Then
I'm helping
me.
You. And if this
then
is.
Then pay me.
And if the way then that you give me thanks is by screeching at me like a goddamn wombat, then we say fuck you very much.
Ah, yeah.
And I will see you the next audition.
Oh, by the way, that was Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Ooh.
Fucking make my mouth all sticky.
Jesus Christ, that sounds like Randy Callahan on June the 26th.
You know what he's talking about? When you said they made your mouth all sticky.
All right, stop. Everybody stop doing this. Perry is committed to doing a show for the 26th to bring in the holiday.
What holiday? I don't believe in holidays, one. I don't like this to be represented as a holiday, two. And if I have to show up for this fucking thing, it's not a fucking holiday.
All right, well, listen, here's what's going to happen. On Monday, June 25th, at somewhere in Los Angeles, we're going to have a show. At midnight, we will begin the celebration of the holiday. Yes.
Just a thought, but at midnight, the clock strikes midnight, and at that point, every man in the place whips his trousers off and is jerked off by the fellow behind him. With
well,
the left
hand. I'm not.
With the left
I'm
hand, like the way.
I'm not jerking anybody off.
Can I just say something that just came to my head?
Untergleben, globen, globen?
Could I just say, to use the song Rock You Like a Hurricane, which you now own, to use that as kind of a theme song for this party would be unbelievable. Could you get them to donate this for us? Possibly even come here to well, play on the 25th.
As a businessman, this makes not a whiff of sense, but Merry Christmas, June 26th. I will get Rock You Like a Hurricane and possibly will have
the Scorpions perform.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be
all right, we're just in the preliminary talks about what we're going to do on this, but you got to be here in Los Angeles on June 25th, and then at midnight we will bring in the holiday. Oh, this is sounding fun.
Okay.
Maybe we can get Rucka Rucka Ali out here.
Oh, God.
Maybe he can put a new song together. Mole, any suggestions?
For the party?
Yeah.
I think we should get definitely balloons. I think we should also get, like, the Elvis light should be turned on.
Well, we may have it at a club, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We can all get in?
Yeah. Well,
do I need ID?
You'll be part of the show, so you won't need the ID.
You've got Mole, Don, and Penny on stage.
Perry. Yeah. Not Penny. Perry.
It's close.
P-E-R-R-Y.
The R's look like N's, though, Scaremaster.
The R's are not
they
N's.
Do look
they
like
look like N's.
Asshole. Let's say when you're writing, like if you notice, like if you make that
shut up.
Cursive
shut up.
R, it's like it does look like an N, so I could see why you would be messed up.
Do a lot of
that.
People in Holland think it's Penny?
It's indistinguishable. The R's are the
whatever,
same as N's.
Whatever.
So Penny and Perry. So if I call you Penny, please do not take it the wrong way.
That's just how they know you in Holland, Scaremaster.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah,
this but podcast big over in Holland?
The football podcasts yeah. are very popular.
Yes.
Then there are the rock and roll ones. But this is about number six most popular over there because there are many English speakers.
Right.
Do you think a lot of people will listen to this because you're on the show?
It's a risky move for me to publicize that I'm on the show because we're talking here about already jerking off and the witch hand, and I don't want this because I have numerous charity.
Tell them, Perry, it's okay to talk about stuff like that. Nobody's going to say anything
I'm
to you.
I'm disgusted, and I don't want to hear it again.
What?
Oh, what about what the huck?
Yeah, that's what we were going to go into. Have you ever had, do you like Thai food?
For me, Thai food is not so much a choice, it's a passion.
Well, this is probably some of the finest Thai food in the entire West Hollywood area. It's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. Again, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck.
This actually looks very very excellent from What the Huck.
Can I have some, please?
It's not good when you eat.
What? I pick it up and I don't get any fucking food.
Test markets say they don't believe it when you eat some.
Then you pick it up next time, and from now on, you pick it up yourself.
All right, have a piece. Fuck, what a baby. Rice.
It does have a bold and flavor.
God almighty, what do I have to do to fight for a fucking piece of fucking chicken or beef? Whatever the fuck, my God.
Maybe you can start by yorking all the guys in the room.
How about go fuck yourself, huh?
He did have a point. It's funny because it's true.
That's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. For the finest in Thai cuisine. What's that number again, Perry?
323-654-9752.
Wrong. Give me the food back. It's 7952. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Frankie, but this is maybe the finest thing that we do on this show. It's a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Oh, I forgot to ask before we get into this. Do we have to say anything before?
Yes.
What do we say now?
You got to talk about what stuff is and what we're going to do in Mole Play. And I got to say what
about the home game. The home game.
And I don't get my commercial.
No, you don't. For 3 weeks.
Oh, no. They took the...
was over.
No.
They took the last week was the first one. Because of all this.
Oh, well, now the last week was the first week?
And
all
this
last
week was
I thought I got it back.
You got it back, and
they
then...
played with the game pieces.
Then you
I even said to Nick, I doubt if you're even going to
but that's not what killed Nathaniel.
You're right.
Scaremaster killed Nathaniel.
I didn't kill no fucking buddy.
Well,
you fucking prick.
I think the courts say differently.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Anyway, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is a game that we play here. It's an improv game. This is where Mole will set a scene, he'll cast this scene, and then he'll direct the scene. Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Well, today's show is on March 30th, and everybody knows that today, on March 30th in history in 1842, Scaremaster, you remember.
I do.
Anesthesia is used for the first time.
Wow.
In an operation by an American, by that surgeon. What was it? Crawford Long. Crawford Long.
So this surgeon was a demented fellow who had sex with this girl, anesthesia, while she
was
under surgery.
Medical anesthesia. So we're going to travel back to that hospital room. Scaremaster, you're going to play Scaremaster, who's in for surgery because you broke your neck skateboarding back in 1842.
Whatever.
And we're going to see the patient. The first time getting anesthesia done on him. And Dan, you're going to play Martha, the sexy nurse.
No fucking
all right.
Way.
Relax,
all
relax.
Right.
God damn.
Frankie Machine, you're going to play Dr. Crawford Long using anesthesia for the first time. You come in, you meet Scaremaster, as you're about to put him under for surgery, and you have a rag in your hand. Mole Play.
Okay, lie back. Lie. Relax. Why are you so uptight?
Because you're going to fucking grab my cock, and I don't want you to touch me.
Well,
Buddhist?
Martha.
Yeah. I'm not a faggot, and I'm not going to lie.
My name's Martha.
You're not a Martha to me.
Okay. Well, he's not doing Mole Play at all. He's not even getting
into his
character.
That's right, because I don't...
In walks Dr. Crawford Long.
This guy, I'm looking at the x-rays of this guy. It looks, the way the neck was broken, it looks like he had a fall from over 2 kilometers.
2 kilometers, drive? Try a fall from like 30 feet in the air, straight to the bottom of a pool.
Okay, doctor, that is true. That's exactly, but have you noticed this? Let me show your testicles. Lie back.
Jesus Christ, look at this guy. His back are as hard as a rock.
Let go of me.
He would be a great assistant for you.
This guy, I'm not, maybe I worry about this later, but he's clearly not one of those assholes that cannot get his dick hard in a group orgy. So I like this guy, but I have got to operate on that neck.
So the doctor pulls out a stinky rag out of his thing. Here, use this napkin from What the Huck. and he shoves it over the Scaremaster's mouth.
Finally
asleep, the Nurse Martha is able to prep him for surgery.
Okay, time to shave.
Oh, Christ.
You're not supposed to talk. You're under anesthesia.
The surgeon tells Martha what he wants her to do on him.
Though, this, right now, this guy is so out of it, it's like he's had about 18 Heinekens. But what I have to do on him is to operate, and the first thing we have to do is take a straight razor and shave his balls.
Nurse Martha takes off his fanny pack.
You're not touching me.
You're not supposed to be awake.
I don't give a fuck.
What are you...
You're not touching my bag.
We need about 10 more cc's of the IV morphine and the other drugs to keep him asleep.
He shoves another.
It ain't gonna happen.
He is being really terrible.
I'm being a fucking asshole.
Nurse Martha shoves a grape soda.
I shouldn't bring the bag
in
anymore.
Here, have one of these.
While she distracts him with the cookie, she grabs the fanny pack.
You fucking push that in my mouth again, I'm gonna split your lip wide open.
Speaking of splitting lips wide open, give me that cleaver because we have to undergo this surgery before the anesthesia runs out.
And you know, that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
I see the clock on the wall and it looks like time is just about wrapping up here. I cannot tell you how nice it's been to see you again, Frankie Machine, from Holland. And for the longest time, I thought you were German. And now I found out something new.
We've been through many miles, many moons together with Barry auditioning. From the startup days with Mole when he was a young, this young punk.
Yeah, fresh out of the minor, he just got Muppets in Milwaukee.
This guy from Milwaukee trying to make it a ton, one of the first guys that gives me my chance on television.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Thinking back, I also got you the audition. I think Perry was the other guy. The heads of Network Warm-Up came down to the Man Show, right, Mole?
That was it.
Yeah, and I had both you guys. You didn't do very well.
They don't want the Dutch guy. They wanted an American guy, which is the same reason I believe I was refused the role in the Windy City Heats.
You would have been great in it, dude.
I auditioned for the. I never know who finally get the part of Stone Fury.
Scaremaster did.
Perry did.
That was my role.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to you. That was a plum role where...
The movie was all about me anyway.
What were some of those jokes you did that night?
The opening joke was, how do you sink in a U.S. battleship?
How?
You put it in water.
Okay. That's right. And I think from there on, the audience really didn't like
you. Probably didn't like it.
Do you remember anything else you did there?
This is Jesus Christ. I'm traveling. I did not know that 9/11 was 2 days before this. I did not know that there would be this sentiment against
battleships.
Telling the jokes about putting America down. I did not know.
Comedy is all about timing.
Until only later do I read the newspapers and see the scope of the tragedy.
Right. Well, anyway, if you're...
No fun.
Definitely was not fun.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. My Twitter account is simplydon1. Walter, you are at Walter Molininski. Do you have a Twitter account yet?
What is that?
Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
He knows what it is.
Well, you tried to get it, but somebody else took it before
he
could get it.
He used my name.
No, he tried to. He couldn't get it. Perry, you are at, on Facebook, you are at Perry F. Caravello at, Caravello is spelled K-A-R-V-E-L-L.
C-A-R is in car, A, V is in Victor, E-L-L-O.
And you are also on Twitter at...
ScaryPerry818, because that's where I live.
Frankie.
I'm at Frankie Machine at June 25th for charity.den. That's a Danish site, but it's .den. It should be .den. Hall for Holland, but not then.
Not then.
For Denver?
Okay. Keep in mind, that is the date that we are having the party, and then we are bringing in the holiday on June 26th. So for...
for me and for the rest of the gang here. Put it there, pals. Big Three. Hey, don't forget, if you want to catch me, I'm at the Comedy Store every night, late night. And on Monday, don't forget the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Thanks a lot. See you later.